So if you think that you have a place in life and a station of life and an assignment of life that is avoided by others, it can very well be a place of God's preparation in your life. Don't spend your life being angry because of your circumstances are imperfect. Don't be filled with resentment and bitterness because of the place where you are and where you stand. Begin to say to the Lord, Lord, let this be your place of preparation in my life. Open my eyes. Unstop my ears. Soften my heart. And give me spiritual awareness. That in the midst of the difficulty I might see you. And then the day will come that you will hear a blatant bellowing of evil and you'll say, that will yield to my God, and you'll be prepared. Get thee behind me, Satan. It's a privilege to be living in the days that we live in. I don't know how many days under the sun that any of us have, not only myself. But the Bible says that our life is like a breath, a vapor. It's like a flower that blooms one day, and the next day it's gone. So my challenge is for all of us in the church that we use the strength of our days for the glory of God. Invest in yourself, in the things of God. Give your heart to the things of God. Put your mind and your resources, your talent to work for the things of God. It's not an obligation to fulfill. So you can do what you want, and you can do it when you want, and you can do with it what you want. But it's the greatest invitation available to a human being. The privilege of being part of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the highest honor extended to us in our life under the sun. And we don't want to treat it casually. It's not a frightening time. I have the peace that passes all understanding. I get concerned about people and everything like that, but it's not frightening because I know what it says in the back of the book. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. So it's not a frightening time. It's an exciting time. As Travis and Judy sang that beautiful song that Billy Gaither wrote, the King is coming. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, and we want to be prepared. I brought us a prayer, and you can agree with the prayer or whatever. You don't have to, but I brought it for something for us to think about as a prayer of intercession, if nothing else. Heavenly Father, I humble myself before you today to acknowledge that you, as the creator of all things, you have made us. We are the sheep of your pasture. Through your truth, we have found freedom. You have given us a home and a place of liberty. Give us the wisdom to maintain what has been entrusted to us. Let the darkness be pushed away and the light break forth into this season that we live in. Awaken your people in this generation, for you are our hope, our great Redeemer. And let the name of Jesus be exalted, and all who oppose him stumble. In the precious name of Jesus, all of God's people said amen.